Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Marty Callahan. Batting second. The catcher, Clyde Sukeforth. Batting third. The right fielder, Kurt Walker. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Joe Stripp. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Musel. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Hod Ford. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Leo DeRocher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jackie May. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Jackie May. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Clyde Beck. Batting second. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting third. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Kiki Kyler. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Rig Stevenson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sheriff Blake. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Sheriff Blake. And now, play ball. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blake fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde Sukeforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sukeforth hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevenson. Sukeforth reaches second base with a double. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. May fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker. English reaches second base with a double. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. DeRocher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Heilman reaches second base with a double. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel takes first base on ball four. Hod Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo DeRocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeRocher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Beck fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. May fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jackie May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. One out. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan is 0 for 1 in the game. Callahan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde Sukeforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sukeforth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Sukeforth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Beck fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeRozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sheriff Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blake takes first base on ball 4. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0 for 1 in the game. Beck hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. English hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Strip settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp is 0 for 1 in the game. Stripp hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Heilman takes first base on ball 4. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Musel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 1 in the game. Hornsby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 1 in the game. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeRozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimm takes first base on ball 4. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. DeRocher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Hodford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo DeRocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeRocher is 0 for 1 in the game. DeRocher is hit by the pitch. Jackie May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sheriff Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blake is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Blake hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0 for 2 in the game. Beck strikes out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. English hits a pop-up towards first. Heilman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ford fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan is 0 for 2 in the game. Callahan takes first base on ball 4. Clyde Sukforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sukforth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sukforth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Sukforth reaches second base with a double. Callahan moves to third. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby misplays the ball. That's an error on Hornsby. Callahan scores. Sukforth moves to third. It's 2-1, Cubs. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp is 0 for 2 in the game. Stripp hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Stripp reaches second base with a double. Sukforth scores. Walker moves to third. It's Reds, 2, Cubs, 2. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Heilman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-2, Reds. Lynn Nelson now pitching. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Musel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hodford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 2 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo DeRocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeRocher is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. DeRocher hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs too. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-2 in the game. Kyler hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Callahan. Kyler reaches second base with a double. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevenson hits a pop-up towards first. Heilman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Heilman scoops it up and throws to first, with May covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Callahan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clyde Sukeforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sukeforth is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Sukeforth bunts towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. Callahan moves to second. One out. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Stripp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to second for the out. Callahan moves to third. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stripp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Taylor pinch hits for Lynn Nelson. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-3 in the game. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ford fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. English hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. May fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Osborne now pitching. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Musel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Musel reaches second base with a double. Hod Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-3 in the game. Ford bunts towards third. Beck fields it and throws to first for the out. Musel moves to third. One out. Leo DeRocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeRocher is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. DeRocher hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Musel tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Reds. Jackie May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Osborne fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hornsby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wilson is called out on strikes. 1 out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Heilman fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeRocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Callahan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Clyde Sukeforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sukeforth is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Sukeforth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sukeforth for the out. 2 outs. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 3 in the game. Hartnett hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Zach Taylor pinch hits for Bob Osborne. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeRocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.